This is Ryan of Mother Mother, and you're listening to Sound FM.
This is 100.3 Sound FM.
All right, we're back. It's 100.3 Sound FM, TKMS. It's in Kitchener, Waterloo. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show.
Is that for Halloween?
Yes. You gotta speak a little bit of, you know, ghoulish thing like that, because it's Halloween.
Yes. I never was into the Halloween thing. I dressed up as, like, an elephant when I was a little kid, and then they thought I was a pink bunny, and I never liked Halloween ever since.
Well, you know, Kelly and I are thinking about what we're going to dress up for Halloween. I'm not too sure what we're going to do yet. I mean, it's gotten so darn busy, you have to have this, like, moment to pause and kind of think about, you know, get the brain thinking about what would be fun to do.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. You've had some interesting ones, John.
Is there something past, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go for the how lazy can I get kind of route. So my favorite was the one year I went as a hologram from Red Dwarf. So I made a little H, covered it in tinfoil, and stuck it to my forehead. And that was my costume. I was wearing clothes, too, clearly.
The first Halloween that I met him, he was wearing a paper bag over his head. That was his costume.
That one was great. Yeah, I had a paper bag over my head. Eventually, I wanted to be able to, like, drink from a beer bottle.
Oh, yeah.
So I cut a hole for my mouth, too. I was wearing a suit and drew a little bow tie on it. That was one of my favorites. On the bag, yeah.
Is there, like, you know, can you have a topical Halloween thing, like take something from the news and make a joke of it, you know?
Rob,
like,
Ford?
I'm like, why do you say that?
Oh, goodness.
Here we are, Thursday, October 27th, and the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, has been, he called it hijacked by the people from CBC.
Yeah, yeah. I watched it recently. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
it's so silly.
Funny, I know.
Yeah.
So, only in Canada.
You saw the editorial cartoon for Halloween as well. Like, they had the little kids at the door with, like, Rob Ford, and he's just like, call 911. And it's like the little kids asking for candy. Someone posted on Facebook today.
It's crazy how things move so fast, eh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's just like one thing happens and... you know, like, the internet's been good for the swing dance community too, in a way, because, like, it's been now possible you can just post all your events on, people can connect. Like, who would have thought you could have groups like Waterloo, 100 people maybe in the community, hook up with people if, like, Toronto makes sense, but all the way, like, you guys going to New Orleans, for instance, like, would that ever happen if we didn't have this?
Exactly. Like, I mean, I Facebook friended so many people from Vancouver that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise, and then you keep in touch, and then now I get invited to their events. I'm like, well, okay, I appreciate the thought, but I'm not traveling another 600 kilometers or something like that to go back.
Yeah.
Not 600.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that way. It's just, it's really nice. I'll let you do it. Like, how long we've... what did we do in the old days?
You actually socialized. That's what you did.
Well, oh, jeez. Well,
picking up the phone, calling someone, writing?
I think that's probably one thing that's really helped the swing scene and a lot of other sub-scenes. It's just being able to communicate freely over long distances. Because in like one city, you have a very small group of people.
Right. Yep.
But then because of the internet... it's no problem to just stay in contact with people elsewhere and then use traveling to go and see them and dance and talk about dance and all this.
Have lots of fun and do things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're on Facebook or any type of social media, you tend to find that your friends group tends to dominate with swing dancers because then you can connect with people for different events and stuff like that. So it quickly takes over.
Yeah.
So this is 100.3 CKMS. This is your host, Jeff Steger, with Ann and John. And for a word for our audience, our other guest here, Robert Gracie, has gone off to a salsa lesson. And so,
A salsa dance.
Salsa dancing, yes.
Oh, did he say where he was going?
Flying Dog, Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah. They used to do that a pile up there, didn't they? That's right. Back in Thursday nights, that's when they used to have the first, the University Club used to go swing dancing back in the early 2000s there.
Oh, yeah.
When Jeff and Kristen, you know, I remember all those people, eh, John?
And
they had Mel Brown up there, who's now deceased, a good local blues man, and that was a great time up there on Thursday nights. And now it's been, we've gone from a Thursday night dance night to a Monday night dance night.
Which you wouldn't necessarily expect on a Monday, but no one else is doing anything on a Monday, so it tends to work out.
Yeah. Yeah, no one does anything on Monday. It's easier to find places to actually dance on a Monday.
And you know, like, even if the weekend was lousy, there's always Monday night to look forward to, right?
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
If there's a good weekend, we got Monday night. If there's a bad weekend, we got Monday night. So
it's somewhere to go, even if you just kind of go to hang out and get a few dances in.
Yeah, so it's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play another song before we get some announcements, some more ads, and thank our sponsors and likes. So we got 100.3 CKMS, the Jazz, Blues, and Swing Show. I put the jazz in there. I like kind of jazz, too.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is one by Irene Reed called One-Eyed Man, a favorite from way back. See you in a bit.
If you see my one-eyed man, please won't you send him home? If you see my one-eyed man, please won't you send him home? You see, I haven't had a peaceful night since my one-eyed man's been gone. When I had that one-eyed man, I didn't know just what I had. People, when I had that one-eyed man, I didn't know just what I had. I used to treat him so mean. I used to treat him oh so bad. Now I used to pick a fight just to see that one-eyed man cry. I used to pick a fight just to see that one-eyed man cry. Girl, I used to think it was so funny to see him crying out one eye. One thing I can say about him, that one-eyed man sure looked out for me. One thing I can say about him, that one-eyed man sure looked out for me. He didn't believe nothing that he heard, and only half of what he'd see. But one day my one-eyed man went out and found him a one-legged girl. Then my one-eyed man went out and found him a one-legged girl. Now I don't think that's very funny, 'cause that thing really rocked my world. I don't get mad, I get even, and I'm too mean to cry. Don't get mad, I get even, and I'm too mean to cry. So I caught the two of them together, and I closed his other eye. Now that one-legged girl swung her crutch at me, and she was about 6 feet tall. That girl swung that crutch at me, and she was about 6 feet tall. So I reached and got my 2x4. Now she ain't got no legs at all. Now everybody's wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, my friends keep wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Well, I'm not worried. I said I'm not worried. I'm not worried, yeah, 'cause she can't run and he can't see. Wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, my friends keep wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, but I'm not worried. Ha, 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 I said that I'm not worried. I'm not worried, 'cause she can't run and he can't see.
We're back, and what station are we at again?
Go for it, John.
100.3 CKMS.
Lovely.
Sound FM.
That's right. Thank you.
Boy, well, I did it. I figured John would have a try at it.
I haven't done that yet, so.
Well, there
it's
you
exciting.
Go. Something new.
Hello, folks. It's the Jazz Blues and Swing Night, and it's delighted here to have John and Ann here tonight. And we've had some great stories about traveling, and we had other guests in tonight. And we'll do a few more announcements before we get back to some more chatting here.
Take it away, Jeff.
The Jazz Room at the Hoother Hotel. You guys been up to that yet at all?
I've been meaning to. There's a lot of things I've been meaning to do. That's one of them.
Yeah?
I haven't been there yet. Have you?
No, I know this is like about, the third week into it, and they were selling memberships at the Blues Festival, I think, right? And so Friday and Saturday nights, this weekend is the New Vibes Jazz Quartet, and then on Saturday is the Brian Dickinson Trio. So, I don't know, I might get up myself sometime. I hear you're interested, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
we
want to go,
plan.
Too. Yeah, it's pretty exciting having a jazz club right in Uptown Waterloo, finally.
We should actually make use of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we've used the Hoother Hotel a lot for a swing dance. Remember, John, we used to go up there on Mondays, right?
Yeah. Now, I was going to Toronto on Monday nights for something else.
Yeah, you were in a performance group.
Yeah,
you should talk about that a little bit. Let's take a moment here. I'm just thinking, our listeners, some are new, and some are just want to do jazz stuff, some just want to do swing outs and the like. Where does the performance fit into, in a dance scene? For some people, they love performance. Well, I think it's not a bad thing. What do you think about having a performance?
Well, the funny thing is, personally, I actually don't like performing. I did a bunch of it as a kid because I danced as a kid competitively, and I didn't even like performing much back then. But I was apparently pretty good at it, so they asked me to join in and. Yeah, in my opinion, you don't need to perform for swing dancing. My focus has always been the social dance, but there are certainly things that performing benefits, or gives you a benefit of. Like, for one thing, you're much more conscious of what you look like when you're dancing, so then you can improve, and you work with people so that you'll learn how to better move in a certain way to make it look better, and then you won't look as spazzy or whatever on the dance floor. There are other things like you don't do aerials on the dance floor, right? So the only time you're going to do aerials is if you're if you're working, the performance gives you a target to work towards to try out all of these other things.
So performance covers many things. I mean, we got people who do it as a competition, or it's maybe even a fundraiser. But when people do the Shim Sham, it's a performance. Would you agree it's sort of like a performance thing? Everyone learns the same step and do a routine.
It's
like the Macarena of swing dancing. Everyone knows it, or a lot of people know it.
When you're doing the Shim Sham and you're kind of in the middle of the crowd or at the back.
Yeah.
It's different than when you're, busting out Lindy Hop in front of people. So
they're not watching. They're more concerned about doing their own steps anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fun to, if you have a little move that you want to try out, then you kind of, Shim Sham is not too harmful.
No, it's kind of like a line dance.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's not one of my favorites, but I would... I think the scene would be less well off if we didn't have a Shim Sham group at learned to do the dance that way. And you know, we used to do the roulette at one time, and other students do things called the black bottom
and all of those solo dances. All those solo dancers are also really good for making you move better and easier and just dancing better. As some people have said, how are you supposed to dance with a partner when you can't even dance by yourself, right?
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I love my guests. They get everything right on it. That's great.
So well, it's good to I can't take credit for that one,
though. Where's your citation?
I don't keep track of it.
There's another local event, too, that goes on every week, and that's, well, it's back now in the fall. That's it, the Lancaster Jazz Club on over there in, by Bridgeport. I've been over there only, not frequently, but I've been over there, and great crowd. They're so friendly, those people. And,
I've heard, yeah.
Dixieland and Ragtime, like, you just can't imagine.
Yeah. Who's playing this week? Does it say?
Actually, it does here. It's called the Dixie Demons.
Oh.
Cool.
That sounds
devilish.
Yeah, scary.
And it sounds like they go really fast.
Yeah.
And it's a small dance floor over there, but you can't beat the ambiance.
It's pretty fun, yeah. You've got just rows of tables of people listening to the music and a little floor on the side. And
just having to ride it.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to mention, I think you guys mentioned this already too, is Swing Out to Victory is coming up. That's down at the Eric Hamilton Warplane Museum. I've been down there a few times myself, and it's just a great night out. The final All-Star Big Band. I think they almost play every time down there, don't they? I can't remember.
Yeah,
they did last year anyways.
Every time I've heard about it, it's been which is a great tradition. They're a really good band that we don't get to dance too often because they're a big band.
Yeah.
So it's... I've had.
They're so big, you need an aircraft hangar to carry them.
Yeah. Well, actually, in the performance troupe I was in Toronto, we actually had some gigs that were we were hired to dance, and then the Toronto All-Star Big Band played, and one of our routines was actually done to their version of Jumpin' at the Woodside.
Yeah.
And so we got to perform with a live big band. It was really amazing.
It's a good, good show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good song and good band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, that's good. So, lots of fun things coming up. So,
whoa, what's the phone?
We're going to go back to some music here.
Trouble the water,
sister.
Let's wait,
brother. Let's wait.
Tell the leaders.
Let's wait.
Get together.
Let's wait.
Come united.
Let's wait.
Walk the hillside.
Let's wait.
There ain't no need to cry.
Let's wait.
Dressed in red.
Let's wait.
Waiting to be led.
Let's wait.
Cleanse your soul.
Let's wait.
Too much fun here. Almost goes to the next song there.
That's okay. We're just talking about blues music.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah. That's Denise Pelly, and she's out of London, Ontario. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. If we wanted, we could get her to come in to do a dance in the area. She's played in the area before, not frequently, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wait. No, for all you people out there, of course, I think everyone is swings dance, and you know, Wade in the Water is a classic by Eva Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just another kind of a takeoff and a favorite song. And sometimes it's a lot of fun when you hear a different version of a favorite song.
Yeah, and it brings that one brought a really different feeling to the music, which was really good. I liked it.
Yeah.
We got talked in the break there a little bit about a previous dance, the Vault. We used to go to the Vault on Monday nights.
Yeah.
Want to continue another story? How it,
So we were talking about blues dancing and like adding blues songs towards the end of the night, because a lot of the time after a dance at an exchange or something, you'll have a late night party, and usually you want it to be kind of a blues late night because you've worn yourself out, so let's dance a bit slower, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But back in the day with the Vault, seems like all we did was dance blues back then. You would dance Lindy Hop, but it would really be blues kind of thing.
Yeah, and
but as the night went on, they would just put in more of the like slow blues and work that in more and more. And so at the end of the night, like if blues wasn't playing, if you didn't have a chance to have a slow dance at the end of the night, it just didn't feel like it ended the night at all. But I remember Jeff Benoit, like one of your
frequenters.
Co-hosts. Yeah, yes. One of your frequenters. Yeah. He played a 10-minute version of Stormy Monday.
Oh, it was, that's the Gene Harris version.
Yeah, it was 40 beats per minute.
Wow.
So it was just unbelievably slow and long. And he just did it as a joke to get at people, because, well, it is fun dancing at all tempos, and that dancing to the same song for 10 minutes gets a little monotonous, maybe.
Pick your partner very, very well.
Yeah, you run out of things to do with your partner.
Well, it's true. You know, from a disc jockey standpoint, there's two arguments. So you one idea is if you can have all your songs be 2 minutes or less, it's perfect, because then you can have your dance and move and dance with another partner more quickly. And there's some advice that when you do a DJ dance, that at the start you do that a lot of songs real quick, and then wherever it goes for the night. But yeah, if it gets too long, that's no fun. It's like a live band. I love a live band, but boy, you know, if they go past a 3 or 4 minute song, and you really got to be a good band to keep the interest of dancers, because you know you want to dance a lot that night with different people. So.
It's true, and the tempo also makes a huge difference. If you have one of the songs from the Link, but let's say 5 minutes, you're gonna be pretty tired by the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a lot of bands don't get the chance to play for dancers. So I've noticed that like when a band has just started playing for dancers, they'll tend to play a lot of either really fast or really slow music, and they'll all be about 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then as they play more and more often for the dancers, their dance sets become like shorter songs with a wider variety of tempos and. Yeah,
you know, it's funny you should mention about the Vault. I'm glad you mentioned that, because it has changed in the scene, hasn't it? It has gone from like Lindy blues, a little bit of Lindy in there, And we got more now, this kind of more like West Coast and Dixieland stuff happening than we might have had, say, 6 or 7 years ago, sort of thing.
Yeah, the, well, you know, scenes change with the leaders, right? And back then, Jeff was really organizing all the dances and doing all these workshops and everything, and he would listen to what people said. And but, of course, workshops would always lag behind. But at heart, I think Jeff is really a blues dancer.
Yeah.
And so that would come through in all of his dancing, and that comes through in all of his students dancing.
Yeah.
And then when Jeff stopped really pushing all of his dances in that, and we got other people leading it, they were more like Charleston and Lindy Hop type people, and you got more of that flavor. And then you get other people like Sean has come in and done some West Coast.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've been trying to get Sean on this show. Hi, Sean, if you're listening. He's really busy, and I would just be delighted to have Sean come in and talk a little bit about the West Coast scene. You know, he actually ran a... He had one workshop here. He had that Nunez woman in town. She's a real champion dancer, and Sean teaches lessons. And so we're really lucky to have this wide variety.
Yeah,
it seems to have an outlet for many different types of dance. So if you're new, this also gives you a chance to try out a whole bunch of them as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun just learning all these different dances and how to do them and how to switch between them. And
as a follow, then you actually know what's going on rather than, oh, I'm being led here. Okay. It's like you actually, rather than learning how to do the move, it's more how to respond to it. And that can be quite important, because otherwise you get the confused look on your face, and that's no cool.
The real beginner, like the first time followers, I find, look scared all the time. They actually get through everything really well, because they're like super anxious about getting where they have to be and everything, because they don't know what's going on. But they're scared all the time. And then you get this period where they've started taking lessons, and then they stop listening to you as much because they know what's going on now.
Yeah, and then they'll start doing it themselves rather than waiting, and then it kind of flip-flops to...
Yeah, and then they really start to learn to follow again, and then they get even better than when they started, but especially without the scared look on the face.
So when you guys think back to your own, I can think about how I would learn it, and it goes in plateaus, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Like you do something, and then you think, I'm never going to get any different, and all of a sudden, I don't know what happens, you go to an exchange, or the right instructor comes along, and you just feel... Eureka.
It really is the infusion of something new. It's like a workshop, or someone coming in, or you going to them, or you having a new idea, and you're like, hang on a second, there's something here that I can delve in more deeply. Or someone mentions, like, have you considered this, as in, like, something that, you know, someone else who can dance more realizes, like, you could work on that, and then, like, you just realize, oh, man, I can apply that to all my dancing, and then it totally changes.
Yeah, and then one thing that I never think about myself, because... I actually don't watch many dance videos, is there are so many Lindy Hop and other swing dance videos on YouTube, and you can watch them
and
get inspired by what they do. And a great thing to do when you're kind of feeling like, man, I don't have anything else to do, is watch one of these videos and just be like, hey, I never do that. I'm going to work that. And we did it with our lesson plan for Swing Club. We had these old videos of like 94 Frankie Manning instructional videos, and so we just decided to pull in all of these like classic moves that no one does anymore, like points and pecs and stuff like that, that are so cheesy but so much fun.
Well, that's good. You know, some of the exchanges they used to do too, they'd have like one video room, and they'd show all that old stuff from way back when, like the classic with Frankie Manning, but all kinds of odds and ends and bits and pieces of, Lindy Hop over the years, vintage stuff.
I can see how it can be helpful, because sometimes you forget, that you'll remember the basics. You'll remember the swing outs and the fancier moves and stuff, but the weird ones tend to kind of get lost in the passage of time, I suppose.
So yeah, and
that's why you bring pecs back.
The overall like style and preferences of moves changes with years, and so sometimes when you watch one of these old videos and bring in one of those moves, they're just like, what was that?
That's why the Chester Whitmore thing was actually really neat, because it brought in a lot of that stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed. It was very cool.
So I was sitting around with some friends the other day, and I said, you remember that movie Swing Kids? Yeah. You guys have seen it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But this person, one of them in our group was under 20, and they hit, what is that movie? It hasn't been gone that
it was
long.
Like 93.
It's 93. Yeah, yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. The we just had with Swing Club, we had a movie night a year or two ago, and that was my first time watching it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it since. I just remember Swing Heil. Some parts of that movie are just cheesy and off base, but
yeah. Well, the fact that, you know, the main characters of that movie now have gone on to do much different things is very funny. Like, you'll have Christian Bale as Batman now, and
he was a Hitler youth in that movie.
I was watching, I'm like, wait, what's Batman doing? No, Batman, no.
I didn't know that. That's cute. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that happens with a lot of those old movies, too.
Oh, man.
It is a good movie, though.
You get into movie nostalgia like crazy here, because there are a lot of actors that start out in one genre and go to something else.
Yeah.
Like, even that John Stewart guy, he actually made movies at one time. You know, he's a late-night taco, so great fun, but he was an odd and unusual actor at one time, too, so.
Another movie like that is Malcolm X as well, which had a lot of, I believe, had actually Frankie Manning in it.
Yeah, Malcolm X has some really good swing dancing. Yeah.
It doesn't tend to be as recognized.
It's a pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. I think I found the dancing to be a little bit more true to form of what you'd find in a social dance. Like, Swing Kids, notice there's so many aerials.
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of lift her there, lift her there. It's like, you won't see that if you go to a Monday night, so. Yeah.
Which is good, because you don't want to get someone's heel in your face.
So you didn't really think of something, you know. It's one of my favorite ones is, Lindy Hop with 1930s, 1940s, and you can imagine it, you know, that ballroom people are doing this, and these Lindy Hoppers are doing this crazy stuff out there.
Yeah.
But the point I'm getting to is that the music at the time was a blend, and it was big band. And I'm just wondering if it wouldn't be good in the dance scene, the swing dance scene, if there was the occasional effort or ability to learn some of the other dances, like the waltz and some of the quick step.
Oh,
yeah. You know, getting at it, like, that was part of the whole. Like, I mean, I love swing. I like Lindy Hopping, but, you know, after a whole night, I can remember it. You remember it in Toronto? They used to finish off the night of that Saturday Night Dance with a waltz.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, because Simon loved waltzes.
Yeah.
He still does.
But it's still that break. It's just kind of refresh your.
And it's kind of funny. At ballroom dances, you still get, like, well, they have. Ballroom has become so regimented that they have specific tempos and styles of music for everything.
Yep.
But they'll have all these different styles of dance that you get to do. And Lindy Hop and swing dancing in general, you tend to have just one style of music, which most people really like. But that's I've been trying to learn a few other dances to mix it up.
I was too. I actually started with Julio, and we did some beginner lessons, and we did waltz and tango and a bit of cha-cha as well. So he was interested in doing it, and we just kind of, you know, apparently it was something that a lot of other people in the group did as well, but it's like in the swing dance group, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to just take a few lessons and see how it goes, because once you start with one, it's addictive to go to the next one.
Yeah,
if you learn one style, you do learn skills to move on to another style of dance.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Simon does waltz and waltz nights regularly. Or he used to do them more regularly in workshops. And it was kind of nice because it's a social waltz.
Okay.
So it's not a...
Oh, not that Viennese, it's more...
It doesn't have all of this giant carriage and everything. Yeah. It's just a nice dancing to waltz music. Yeah. It's still graceful and everything, less strict.
Yeah.
That's
a good explanation, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like what we used to do, like, back in Montreal. We had a lot of Polish weddings, and they love polka, and they love waltz.
Yeah.
Polka is fun.
Yes.
Yeah, polka is a hoot.
So, I knew how to do that from a young age, and that's kind of the thing that I'd rather do rather than the, you know, super, structured upper body that they do for, was it Viennese waltz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
Well, let's take a little break here. We'll do run a few station IDs and the like, and then we'll be back here at 100.3.
Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, the Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
All right, we're back. So 100.3 CKMS is a swing, jazz, and blues show. Anne, how are you?
I'm good. Jeff, how are you? You've been doing a great job today. Well, I've been enjoying myself.
Well, it takes a group to make it all work, and it's just been a delight. And I was been it nice to talk. I just love talking dance with other dancers and the music and the like. So it's just a great night to get together with friends and do that sort of thing. So
definitely.
Yeah.
What else are you gonna do on a cold Thursday night?
Yeah, I know.
Math homework.
Yeah. That's not the answer we're looking for, John. Please try again.
We're scratching away on something there. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I've got an assignment due tomorrow.
Well, we do have a few more international announcements coming up. I guess we'll just rush out and get some tickets right away. Melbourne Lindy Exchange is November 24th to 28th.
Hey, I want to go. Well, I mean, just Melbourne sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, while you're down there, you can just hang out. And then I see here is the Hong Kong Swing Festival is January 13th to 15th. So you take a little break over Christmas, go back out dancing again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just hop the world. There's no such thing as school.
Hop the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
One of these nights on the Thursday night show, I'd like to actually have as a co-host man named Dave Trin, of course, is one of the other DJs on tonight's show, and he had a great adventure. In fact, I think he actually did the Melbourne Exchange and the Hong Kong Swing Festival about 3-4 years ago. He just took off for 6 months. He was just like crazy everywhere.
And he went up and down that coast and everything.
I know. We're lucky here in the Waterloo region to have had people with all kinds of experience as the different leadership groups went through, and we still have all people with different skills, and it's been a great scene with lots of people doing all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can hardly wait for the next bunch to come along. I'm looking at Anne here. It's going to just show us all how it's done.
Whoa. What did I sign myself up to do here? I thought I was just going to come on a radio show.
Well, of course, and it takes a whole crew to make a thing work out, and it's to work out really well when we have people who are traveling and teaching and organizing and all that kind of stuff. So, So it's a kind of.
Sorry, I just heard myself on the echo.
Yeah. What's your dilemma here is that for purposes of monitoring our broadcast, there's a small speaker in the back that's broadcasting the delay as it comes out of the transmitter. This is actually what's on the air back here, and loud explanations, then of course you can hear that.
And when Anne goes, whoa, it really comes through.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you guys have the dance for you, the swing club, are you going to have any costumes? It's Christmas. What, do you have Santa Claus? You know, Santa Claus there?
Well, I'm not planning on dressing up as Santa Claus, but in past years we've been so kind as to drop in the community.
Santa Claus has visited and the dances in the past. We haven't had a chance to contact him yet, but hopefully Santa will come again.
He's not answering his BBM because the cell phone or the network was down, and then he's not answering his Facebook and all the social media is just going down the drain. He's not talking to me. I didn't do very well this year.
I think Santa might be kind of busy getting ready for Christmas or something.
No, it's for Halloween.
Well, you listen to 100.3 CKMS. This is episode 15 of the Jazz and Blues Show. It's Thursday night, approaching the midnight hour. I'd like to thank my co-host so far for hanging in here and making it a great night. we'll just play a few more tunes here. Here's kind of a fun one. Did we talk about Denise Pelly? She played the Wade in the Water. Yeah, we chatted about that a bit.
A different
version of... I think I went to a website one time and they had like 20 versions of St. James Infirmary.
Oh, yeah.
30 or 40. It's just ridiculous. You could have a whole show one night.
That's one of my favorite blues songs. Yeah. Well,
let's put that on before we call the night here. We have lots of time yet. Well, 15, 20 minutes. So let's play the one that's kind of queued up here. This is one that is... I'm going to call it a swingified.
Swingified.
A swingified tune. You'll hear it.
Okay.
Here we go.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The man that's driving me mad is going away. Yeah. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He said that living with me is bringing him down. Yeah. And he would never be free while I was around. Yeah. He's got a ticket to ride. He got a ticket to ride. He got a ticket to ride. And he don't care. Gotta do right by me before he gets to saying goodbye. Gotta think twice, gotta do right by me. Oh, I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Think twice and do right by me. Hey, I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The man that's driving me mad is going away. Oh, yeah. He's got a ticket to
down. to St. James Infirmary. And I heard my baby groan. I felt so broken hearted. She used to be my own. I tried so hard to keep from crying. My heart felt just like lead. She was all I had to live for. And I wished that it were me instead. Oh yeah. She won't ever find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, a box back coat, and a Stetson hat, and put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain to all the boys below that I died. Stand a little pat, hell yeah. I died standing pat. Well, I say, let my baby go. I don't wanna go on without that girl, because I love her so. I said that I'm lonesome and broken hearted. You know that I am so blue without my baby by my side. Lord, I just don't know what I'm gonna do now. I say
back. St. James Infirmary.
Mm-hmm.
How many versions of that do you think there are, John?
Oh, you couldn't count them.
They couldn't
there
count
so
them.
Many.
As many different interpretations as people can think of.
It's one of those old standards, but I like it.
So we were just talking before we were back on air here that part of New Orleans is the washboards and so on. I mean, do St. James Infirmary with the washboard and the Dixieland, do you think? Or?
That might be interesting.
It'd be quite a mashup, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
It can totally be done.
Yeah, yeah.
With style and grace, it can be done.
Yeah.
So, like, there's Dixieland with, what's the Zydeco has more than washboard going?
Zydeco has a lot of washboard.
And you sing in
different.
French. Yeah. I know, because Anna and I danced to Zydeco in Chicago. It was, like, spur of the moment outside. I didn't tell you, I don't think I told you guys about this.
Yeah.
We went to Chicago.
Yeah.
And we heard there was, like, you know, Lindy in the evening somewhere. But then we heard that there was Zydeco outside. And we're like, oh, my gosh, no way. So we try and get there. And, well, okay, I have to say, Anna kind of misplanned how far it was. So we were walking for, like, an hour and a half to get there. But it was so worth it. It was so much fun. There was a big dance floor outside. And just, like, everybody was out there. Like, the people who could dance, people who just came to drop by and... Like, they're singing French and stuff like that, and, you know, they had the banjo and violin was another, or fiddle was another big thing. Mm. It was very, very fun.
Well, that sounds
spontaneous.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you see all kinds of, this is Chicago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They have a big jazz and blues festival in Chicago. Most big cities do now, but...
Well, and Chicago is one of the big blues centers of all time.
Yeah.
They have a good dance scene there, too, you know. They have, there's at least one exchange there. It's a
Windy City exchange,
Lindy. Yeah, WCLX, I think. And they must be in their 10th year now, too, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good scene. I know. I've been down there a few times, and it's great. And when we used to have some exchanges in the Waterloo region, we'd have there's a whole bunch of Chicago dancers came up there 1 year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first Duck Blues.
What was that called? Blues Junkie Exchange. Waterloo Blues
Junkie Exchange. Yeah, Waterloo Blues Junkie Exchange. What was the second one called now?
So there's a Mez Jelly blues thing, right. And that's actually an event that roams from city to city.
Okay.
It's a workshop / exchange, and different people from different cities take on organizing it year after year, but mm-hmm. they've got a certain core group of people that are basically like, here's who you talk to about teaching and that kind of these are find bands, and this is the format that you want, and they help out with all of the logistics of it.
Yeah, I know. That's not got a bad deal if you can get that. That's Jared Morin, and I forget who his partner was. And he's a fine organizer, good dancer, good guy.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're getting the last few minutes of our show. I see DJ Camillo's showing up here. He's ready to go with, and we're gonna take you back to hip hop. We had Pressure Drop to start with that, and now we're gonna have DJ Camillo with his hip hop show. So we're approaching the midnight hour here. So we'll play out a few songs before advertisements. Our guest tonight, and Sick Tish and John Layden, and I want to thank you both for coming out so very much, because
thank you for having us, Jeff.
It's just great having you guys speak about New Orleans mm-hmm. and what your impression of the dance scene from two different perspectives. It's just great.
Thanks for having us.
I hope you'll be out again sometime, and we'll talk more dance and more dance and more music and
more dancing until we can't speak anymore because we're thirsty.
I need some Wawa.
Yeah, I know it's getting on, and it's just great having them. 2 hours goes by; it's pretty quick here. So
it does.
So we're just going to finish off tonight. Here a couple more songs, maybe a few more. Second last one, was won by Charlie Gonzalez. One kind of a fun one called "High Old Silver," and then finally with Mel Brown, who he was a big part of our local dance scene for many years with his special brand of Texas blues. He calls himself in with Buddy Guy and that kind of a group of dancers. So, all right, folks, it has been much fun. And you're at 100.3 CKMS at the Jazz, Swing, and Blues Show, Thursday night, episode 15. And we'll see you in another week or another.
Yay!
Or somebody, the show will be on next week. See you later.
Yes, hi-yo, Silver, we've got a ride tonight. We've got a ride, yes, we've got a ride tonight. I'm the lone stranger, baby, and I ain't been here before. Back for more.
Ride, ride.
Yes, we've got a ride.
We've got a ride.
Well, all night long.
We've got a ride.
Yes, we've got a ride.
We've got a ride.
Yes, all night long. Well, hi, old Silver. We've got a ride tonight.
Right on.
closest, that sweet loving man. I could love you, pretty baby, like nobody else can. I love her. Yes, you'll soon discover I'm the lone stranger, baby, ride, ride all night long. We've got a ride.
You're listening to Hip Hop Night, only on 100.3 Sound FM.
Hey guys, this is Alex, a high school co-op student at Sound FM, and I just